Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, HSP Shir number 5. Shir, highly sensitive person or people, Shir number 5. We mentioned a quote last week, and we're going to mention a second quote this week. That says as follows. The best people possess a feeling for beauty, the courage to take risks, the discipline to tell the truth, the capacity for sacrifice. Ironically, their virtues make them vulnerable. They are often wounded and sometimes destroyed. Again, another extremely powerful statement. This applies to many non-HSPs, highly sensitive people. You read this, they feel the same thing. A lot of this applies to many, or to all people, that there's a vulnerability there. That their mila is their vulnerable thing, that because of that they feel more wounded and destroyed. Now, when one's a highly sensitive person, they look at this quote, the feeling for beauty definitely is pronounced by HSP. The taking risks is less so sometimes when they're overflooded. The discipline to tell the truth, again, is more the truth towards themselves internally. And the capacity for sacrifice is clearly there in most of them, and that vulnerability creates a woundingness, and they're sometimes destroyed. And this is also one of those main nekudas, which we're not going to really go into now in detail, is for a marriage to thrive, there needs to be that vulnerability, the ability to give yourselves, trust each other enough to expose yourself in a vulnerable way. But it's so delicate, because if it's misused, if a husband hurts a wife and a wife hurts a husband, when they give of each other and express their vulnerable aspects, if it's misused, they get extremely hurt. And it could cause a terrible damage. But there's no way around having a safe marriage and a good marriage without the risk of expressing vulnerability. So I came across an article, 30 Reminders for Sensitive People Who Feel Drained, Ashamed, or Judged, by Laura Deschen. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name properly. Starts off there with another quote that says as following, highly sensitive people are too often perceived as weaklings or damaged goods. To feel intensely is not a symptom of weakness. It is a trademark of the truly alive and the compassionate. This is such a powerful, beautiful statement. Highly sensitive people are too often perceived as weaklings or damaged goods. To feel intensely is not a symptom of weakness. It's a trademark of the truly alive and compassionate. There are words that are said to people. And again, Rapam used to say, everyone is sensitive. And therefore, whether you're HSP or not, it's irrelevant. One needs to be careful not to use words to cause pain to others. But in HSPs especially, these words are so etched in their memories. The way she puts it, as if with a red hot poker. And when you grow up, what you're told very often, you're too sensitive. You know, get over it. And it creates a certain shame. And to say this, everyone needs to know, to say this is callous. There's a certain lack of empathy by saying to another person who got hurt by something, you're too sensitive. There's also a sense of superiority when someone says something like that, as if I am stronger than you. Said to me, I won't be hurt, and why you're hurt by something like this. You're justifying your cruelty, and yes, it's cruelty. Chafetz Chaim says it in Hilchos Lashon Hara, that don't say, you can't justify Lashon Hara to say, someone calls me a little lazy, or I call a person a little lazy, the Chafetz Chaim says, don't say, hey, wait a minute, someone calls me lazy, it's not the end of the world, it's not going to bother me so much, so why am I not allowed to say it to somebody else? Right? Don't do to someone else that you wouldn't do to yourself, but to myself, if someone calls me lazy, I call myself lazy, no big deal. So why can't I tell someone else the same thing? The Chafetz Chaim says, no. No. It's based on the sensitivity of how you say something to another person and how it affects them. You tell a person they're too sensitive. You tell a person they're, you know, whatever they say, and it affects them that way. Then when you say it, you're being callous. You're lacking rachmanas. And there's a superiority. You're justifying cruelty. People say vicious things, condescending things in private or in public. And everyone should be careful with this, but HSPs in particular, they'll take it personally. Or they'll get emotionally overwhelmed. Or they'll explode either in anger or in a fit of crying. And the regular person looks at that and say, eh, what a baby. How immature can you be? What are you, still a two-year-old? Sometimes even well-meaning people who generally treat a person with a kindness would remind the person, you know, you're too sensitive. You know, you overanalyze things. Or they, you know, make a face at you, like, you know, roll the eyes, like, what are you so touchy for? Now, if you're a good friend and you want to give it over, like we said, any type of thing that you want someone to self-correct, you do it out of love the right way, it's okay. But you have to learn how to do it. A lot of HSPs feel, when they relate this, they say it's as if the whole world could see that there's something glaringly wrong with me. But I couldn't seem to change the way I perceived and experienced and reacted to life. Meaning it runs very deep beneath the surface. Where a highly sensitive person, their whole mind is constantly reflecting of their own experiences, of other people's experiences. They basically feel very, very much the suffering of other people, naturally, causing them to feel drained and overstimulated. When they read someone suffering from somebody, or they read books about World War II, they get overly drained and over-shocked. That shocks their system. It's the nervous system being dialed up. And they can't help it. This is the way they are. They can work through it. But this HSP, once people who are listening now, they hear it for the first time, it's a lifesaver. They recognize now that their brain, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it's actually processing information more deeply than a non-HSP brain. This has been proven scientifically already. And you learn to accept there are traits and behaviors that are part of being that highly sensitive person. And again, there's positives and there's negatives. Everything that's a bracha is also a nisayon that I've learned, especially recently. They're highly perceptive. They're very empathetic. They feel everything deeply. They absorb other people's emotions. They could tell when something's off or something's wrong. They pick up on subtleties that others might miss. They have heightened intuition. And they feel drained and overwhelmed in loud, chaotic environments, overstimulating environments, like these weddings, these big weddings. Like we discussed in the shiur that talked about the acronym of DOES, which we mentioned a few of these things then. And these behaviors that HSPs have, I'm talking to myself and others, we need to learn how to change our responses in regards to our sensitivity. But here are some of the behaviors that we have to work on that we know is not healthy for us to keep. Number one is the overanalyzing of things that other people say or do. Number two is internalizing judgments as truth. You make a judgment about yourself, all of a sudden you say it's MS, and it's not. You're being too hard on yourself, or you're not thinking in the most accurate terms in regards to the situation. You judge yourself that you have needs instead of honoring the fact that you have needs. In marriage, that's very important. That's not a selfish thing. It's selfish if you're self-centered, but the legitimate, normal, healthy needs that every husband and wife needs as a normal, healthy human being and a married person is normal, healthy. Don't judge yourself that you want to be taken care of. A husband shouldn't judge himself that he wants to feel need to be respected. A wife shouldn't judge herself that she needs a hug, or she needs sexual pleasure, or she needs to be taken care of financially. A husband shouldn't judge himself from the fact that he also needs some nurturing from his wife. Very often, HSPs, highly sensitive people, are more prone to addiction. Why? Let's pick drinking as an example. They numb themselves because they can't handle the overstimulating environments or how they feel inside the flooding. So instead of, you know, they do that to escape. Instead of trying to make an effort to ground yourself in a healthy way, they'll run to drinking or to binge watching something and so on and so forth. Very often, HSPs ignore their intuition entirely. Now, the Torah obviously tells you you have to use your judgment. You can't only rely on your intuition because you have biases also in your intuition. So you have to sometimes pass it through your mind. And sometimes you can do it automatically when you know it's good and you get used to being working on yourself. So therefore, the intuition now comes from a very healthy place. They are prone to take in everyone else's pain instead of setting boundaries. Now, again, here's a tricky thing about HSPs, right? You'll learn so much about Vayar B'Sivloisam that one of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest qualities was that he felt the pain of his brothers that were slaves and were being tortured and oppressed. He even picked up bricks and he cried for them and he took care of them. And it's a positive thing. And here we're saying on HSPs, if you're highly sensitive, no, hold back. Don't take in everyone else's pain. The answer to this is very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu did it in a way where he felt it through and through, but it did not paralyze him. It motivated him to help them even more. But an HSP is prone when they feel too much of somebody else's pain. It floods them and they can't do anything for them anyway. That is why many Hatzalah people have the ability to control that sensitivity so they could actually help that other person that's in pain. If they fall apart every time they see a person in pain when they're going on a Hatzalah call, they won't be able to function to help that person. Another concept of this is taking good self-care, honoring your needs, and worrying less about what other people think of you. Not to judge yourself as harshly as you may have done before. Self-care could include meditation. You could use tefillah as a part of meditation. Even Birchas Hamazon is a beautiful form of meditation. Walking in nature, taking a long bath, whatever it is, listening to music. And we're going to talk Be'ez Hashem more in the upcoming Shiurim of what to do when you feel drained as a HSP. Bracha v'atzlacha.